USA Radio News.
The forecast for crews battling the California wildfires is anything but promising today. Winds will be near hurricane force as fires continue to burn in northern and southern California. Governor Jerry Brown is requesting a major disaster declaration from the president. Democratic candidate Kyrsten Sinema increased her advantage over Republican challenger Martha McSally in the Arizona Senate race by just over 32,000 votes. Now, the votes are being counted again today. I had a chance to catch up with Senator John Kyle, Republican from Arizona. He didn't seem too happy that the votes are still being counted almost a week after the election.
It's a crime that they don't have the results in by now, and I suspect you're going to see a lot of changes in Arizona before the next election to fix the problems that have created this long delay.
Poll workers in Florida are continuing with their recount efforts in the Florida gubernatorial race and Senate race down there that were both too close to call. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There is no better way to make a more comfortable home for the new year than a visit to the semi-annual white sale going on now at thecompanystore.com. From our famous LaCrosse down comforters and pillows to the finest quality sheets, towels, bedding basics, and home decor, you'll find everything you need to stay warm in winter and then start spring with style. Receive 20% off your entire order and get free shipping when you enter the code RADIO18 at checkout. Thecompanystore.com. We're all about comfort.
The wait is finally over. Dell's biggest Black Friday ever is on. Save up to 50% on Black Friday deals, plus get free shipping on everything. With massive deals on Dell computers with 8th Gen Intel Core processors, the hottest gaming gear, and savings on top brand electronics like Samsung TVs, it's the one sale of the year you don't want to miss. Just call 800-BUY-DELL or visit Dell.com/Black Friday. Quantities are limited. Call 800-BUY-DELL for more Black Friday deals.
The Senate's top Democrat says the FAA is dragging its feet on a congressional directive. And from Washington, USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has that story.
Senator Chuck Schumer says the FAA is not moving quickly enough to roll out a plan to stop airlines from continuing to shrink passenger seats. And Schumer says federal officials should be doing more to comply with a law that was passed in September that is supposed to establish minimum seat size standards for airplanes. The New York Democrats saying the agency hasn't begun to rein in the shrinking seat problem. The FAA claims it's, quote, working to address the provision in the reauthorization bill. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A survey was conducted by a London-based company talking about some of the most annoying office phrases this year. Number one on that list is give 110%. Number two is blue sky thinking. And number five, one of the all-time favorites, outside the box. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
The stock market has been on quite the roller coaster over the last month. Now, one of the things most investors will tell you and financial advisors is not to go invest in single stocks. Chris Hogan is a financial expert, and he told Fox News mutual funds are the way to go.
I like mutual funds, growth stock mutual funds. That's the thing that helped me make a difference in my own life. But I want people to understand where they are. But single stocks are like going to Vegas, right? Everybody on the plane out to Vegas is excited. I've been on those plane ride back, right, where people aren't, where they've gotten stung. So we need to understand what we're investing in. And if you can't explain it to a 10 or a 12-year-old, then you don't need to invest in it.
Hogan was then asked which president, Trump or Obama, should be able to take credit for the economy.
I think we can get caught up in the government, right? The government's job is to protect us. I think ultimately our economic progress, our economic focus starts in our homes. And I think it's people rising up and taking control over where they are.
USA Radio Network's Wendy King takes a look at this weekend's box office numbers.
You're mean one, Mr. Grinch.
There's a new number one at the box office this weekend, Dr. Seuss's The Grinch, overpowered last weekend's winner, Bohemian Rhapsody, the biopic about Queen. Number three is Overlord. Number four, The Nutcracker and the Four Realms. Number five, The Girl in the Spider's Web, a new dragon tattoo story. And A Star is Born, dropping down to number six.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.